Do you eat, sleep, and breathe golf? Do you love to explore? And most importantly, do you just want to have some fun? Well, then welcome to Talking Golf Getaways with Mitch and Darren, sponsored by LuggageForward.com. Now here's the guy with all the questions, Mitch Lawrence, and the guy with all the answers, Darren Bunch.
Hi again, welcome to Talking Golf Getaways. Thrilled as always to have you join us. We're talking about golf. We're talking about travel. I am Mitch Lawrence in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina on a gorgeous afternoon. Darren out there in California. Darren, thrilled today to be joined again by two people that live here in Myrtle Beach right near me. Great golfers, a married couple, Michael and Carol Beard. We're going to talk to Michael and get to his emergency nine right now. I have a feeling it's going to be pretty interesting.
Oh, definitely. We had a previous podcast where they talked about New Zealand and Australia and Tasmania and just all the great stuff that they've done. And now we're going to expand that out. They have done a lot of travel together as a couple, and I think we're going to get some great answers.
I would agree with you. We're glad you found us on golfnewsnet.com, iTunes Podcasts, Audio Boom, or Stitcher. Do us a favor, download us, listen to us in the car. It's a great way to really get into some golf, travel, lifestyle talk. We have fun. We hope you have fun listening. Darren, you can find on social media at Getaways Golf on Twitter, at Golf Getaways on Instagram. You can find me at both of those places, at Mitch Lawrence, L-A-U-R-A-N-C-E. Before we get to Michael Beard and his emergency nine, let's talk just for a second about a way to make all of this incredibly easier, much more possible in a way that makes sense, and that's using Luggage Forward. Darren and I and Brian Orr, our golf photographer extraordinaire, and Jason Deegan of Golf Advisor, all of us went on a trip to Bandon. I and Brian, I believe, used Luggage Forward for the first time, and it changed my life in golf travel, Darren.
Oh, man, it's so helpful. I've used it a few times. I've shipped my clubs to Minnesota. I've shipped them to Phoenix. And like we said, you guys use them at Bandon Dunes, especially a place like Bandon Dunes that's a little bit out of the way to get to. It just reduces the stress level. You don't have to deal with your clubs at the airport. You just know they're going to be at your destination waiting for you. There's no better way to do it than trying Luggage Forward.
Yeah, and what's great is they can pick up your travel bag at your doorstep. They can deliver it anywhere you want, golf course, hotel, resort, somebody's house near there, the bar on the corner. You tell them where you want it, and it will be there. And the way to find out about them, luggageforward.com. You can get all the information you need, and I promise you, I guarantee you that you, your back, your stress level will never be the same. You'll be glad you did it. Okay, let's get to our emergency nine, one of our favorite podcast topics. And we've got, as I said, Michael Beard with us. He is the executive director at Myrtle Beach Manor, a fantastic assisted and skilled living facility here in Myrtle Beach. And now, Michael Beard, we are going to dive into your golf soul. And I know your wife, Carol, has her own answer. So we'll do another one with her sometime because I really want to hear what she has to say. But for this one, we're going to get to the emergency nine. But welcome again to Talking Golf Getaways.
Thank you very much.
All right. Are you at all nervous about this?
You know what? I'm sort of excited.
Okay, good. That's a better word. I know it's pretty interesting. These are the questions that Darren and I get asked most about golf travel. We're in the golf travel world, and you travel and play golf. So it's kind of a great meeting here. Let's get to the first one. Your favorite course and or destination anywhere in the world?
I've got two. New Zealand and the golf course Kerry Cliffs and Cape Kidnappers, and in Ireland, Royal County Down and Ardglass.
Well, interesting choices. You mentioned in the earlier podcast about Kerry Cliffs and Cape Kidnappers. So we've heard a lot about them. We have heard a lot also about Royal County Down. I'm interested by Ardglass. I think probably a lot of people may not have heard of Ardglass in Ireland. Tell us a little bit about that.
It's about 25 minutes from Royal County Down. It is located on top of a hill. Every single hole, you can see the Irish Sea. And the clubhouse is I think it's a 13th century castle that's in the process of being restored. And it is just, they call it the Pebble Beach of Ireland. The views are breathtaking. And if you're going to be that close to Royal County Down, you've got to go over and play it.
Okay, so you and Carol have been many places that most people have on their bucket list. You've been to Ireland, you've been to New Zealand, you've been to Australia. What's at the top of your golf travel bucket list now?
We would like to play golf in all 50 states. We've got 22 of them down, so we've got a ways to go yet, but that's our goal.
Do you have a few memorable, notable courses or destinations that you haven't been to? Like, have you been to Bandon Dunes? Have you been up to play Cabot?
Yeah, Bandon Dunes is on our list. Have a friend that belongs to Hazeltine, so we're going to go up there and play. Another friend at Whistling Straits, so we're going to go there and play. So we're leaving ourselves some nice trips yet to take.
And it sounds like it's such a great thing because it's something that's always in front of you. And when you get to all 50, you'll figure something else out to do. I know the two of you.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
All right, let's move on. Your third question, the best place you have ever stayed. You mentioned this a little in the earlier podcast, but tell us again about the places that you loved.
I really loved at the Bay of Islands in New Zealand, the Duke of Marlborough Hotel. And another one that I really loved was Slieve Dinard, the resort and spa next to Royal County Down. Both of them were unique in their own special way. And we just loved the opportunity to, especially Duke of Marlborough, we just got a chance to talk to all the locals all the time, and that was special.
These are a lot of people haven't been there, but this particular one, Royal County Down, again, we've heard about, but the Duke of Marlborough Hotel, you said you got a chance to really talk to the locals there. Is it that kind of a place? Is it set up in a way that really facilitates interaction with the people who actually live there?
It's really unique in that the little place that we stayed is probably from one end to the other a half a mile with three or four bed and breakfasts and then the Duke of Marlborough Hotel. And all of them are right on the water, literally across the street. It's really, you can't even call it a street. So everybody just sort of gathers in points along the way. And there's a dock there, and people were jumping and swimming off the dock. And the boats that would just come in and out, the sightseeing boats and so forth, and the yachts, because the Bay of Islands is very, very deep. While we were there, a 160-foot sailing yacht came in, and the side opened up, and a cabin cruiser came out of it, because there's also 12 wineries there. So they're getting a reputation for these boats. They come, they dock, they tour the wineries over 2 or 3 days, get 12, 14 cases of wine back on their luxury yachts, and away they go.
Unbelievable. Bond, James Bond.
And then it turns into a wine cruise.
Exactly.
Speaking of wine, let's go to wine and food. What's the single best thing you've ever eaten on a trip and where?
Okay, I'm sort of a plain Joe when it comes to food, but the hamburger I had at the Australian Golf Club was the biggest and best hamburger I have ever had. It was literally a pound of meat on a bun. And Carol and I, it was 6 or 7 inches high. We had to take the meat off the bun to eat it. It was out of this world. I even got a chance to go tell the cook that it was something, and it's with, I forget the name of the beef, Wagyu beef.
Oh, nice.
And it's just, it was unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I'm getting hungry again. This happens every time we ask this question. So you're going to be kind of less than sad. Now your hamburger bar is set so high. It's going to be tough. I hope the chef at the members club realizes what you've just gone through.
I talked to him about it.
I'll bet you did. All right, let's move on. Besides golf, and you and Carol are such passionate golfers, but you love to do other things. And this is an interesting question. I'm sure Darren feels the same way. Besides the golf, what is the most important thing to you on a trip?
We love to find where do the locals go eat, where do they have a cocktail, and we'd love to go there. Because we want to talk to the folks that live there, because they'll give you the best restaurant recommendations. They'll tell you the places to see that are sort of off the beaten path. And it's a cultural exchange because, you know, we said, oh my God, a hamburger here is $27. And, you know, we tell them a hamburger in the States is $12. And they look at us and I said, yeah, but our hamburger's about the size of a silver dollar compared to yours. But we love the people. We love meeting new people. And I think that's one of the things we both look forward to.
Well, that moves us to number six. What is the one piece of golf apparel and or equipment that you would recommend to everyone?
A good rain suit. If you've ever been to Ireland or Scotland, if you don't have a good rain suit, you're in trouble.
And are you brand loyal? Do you have one that you particularly is your go-to rain suit?
No, actually, I bought one when we were in Ireland, and that was in our trip in 2006, and I still have that rain suit. And it was a necessity. I had played Waterville, and I think I could have I was dripping wet after playing Waterville in a rain suit I took from the States over, and said, that's it, we're going local and find one.
Let me ask you a follow-up question relative to rain and playing other places. Darren and I were just, as we said, out of Bandon Dunes. We've both been to Scotland. We've both been places where rain is an integral part of the game. Walking is an integral part of the game. When the weather turns a little bit sideways here in Myrtle Beach, and most courses here you have to ride in a golf cart, which I can't stand anyway, but do you find yourself pulling back or do you say, hey, I've played golf in Ireland. I was dripping wet. I went to Waterville. I played all these. Do you find yourself just going out and saying the heck with it and playing anyway?
Yeah, well, Carol and I are pretty hardy souls. If there's not lightning, it'd be hard to drag us off the golf course. And okay. We walk too. The members club allows us to walk any time of the day. So yeah. I would anticipate Carol and I walk at least 3 out of every 4 rounds.
Right. What a great thing. You're very, very fortunate. Trust me, you know that. All right, let's move on. And I'm going to ask you about both of you because you travel so many times as a team. Your handicap, what yardage do you play? And then I'm going to ask you what Carol's handicap is and where does she enjoy playing from?
I'm an 11 and usually like to play around 6,400 yards. I don't hit the ball that long, but I can usually handle that. Carol's a 17. She's not bashful. She'll play any yardage, but most of the courses around here, she plays around 5,600 yards. Although I believe Royal County Downs, the ladies' tees were 6,300 yards. And a couple nice. Of the courses we played in New Zealand were long, too.
Yeah. But it's clear that she enjoys the game and enjoys just the playing of it. So
yes.
I see that as kind of an interesting part as opposed to a regular part. And as I said on the earlier podcast, she's the 2-time net champion at Members Club. And we know you've had your share of success, but we also know who's the rock star in the family.
Let's exactly. Exactly. Okay. She's laughing right. next to me when you said that.
I just want to get it out there.
And playing 5,500 yards, I think I'd rather play with Carol for
yeah.
5,500 yards.
Exactly.
Now, that leads us into question number 8, and I'm pretty sure I know the answer to this because you and Carol travel so much. What I think is going to be funny about this, the question is, who is your favorite golfing partner and why? I'm assuming you're going to say Carol. What I think would be funny is if when we have Carol on, if she doesn't say you, then that would be something interesting.
Yeah, she is without a doubt my favorite golfing partner. I mean, it's a lovely thing to be able to share this with my best friend and my wife. And the other thing is she is a fierce competitor. So there is no quarter given. There are no putts that are too short, they're not put out. Now, me, I'll scrape it, and she'll go, add two strokes. you didn't put it out, add two strokes, you know, and she'll have a 6-inch, and she'll tap it in. And we have a towel in our house that, as Catherine Hepburn said, are we playing by men's rules today, or are we putting everything out?
Oh, my God, is that great.
Oh, yeah. Great. I need a picture of that towel.
Yeah. I'll take one and give it to you.
Well, the reason he says that, Michael and Carol, is because when we play our little group, our Golf Getaways group, we putt everything out. There is no, and it, we're men, but tell Carol that we actually putt everything out. So
good.
I could hear.
Yep.
One question about the competition part of it, because I have a wife who actually, as you know, is a competitor. She's a professional pool player. And when we play, we have a lifetime match play match going on. So do you guys have that, or you just take every match as it comes, play, stroke, play, and then say, okay, I beat you today. You're doing this or you're doing that.
We tend to, not so much the match, but before, we do what we call Drano's on the practice green. Mm-hmm. And we put monetary value, $5, $10, $20 on the Drano's. Yes, we've had a $1 million putt as well on the Drano's, and that those get a little hot.
Well, one good thing is you pretty much know that no matter who wins, you win.
Exactly. So,
yeah. No, that's great.
And we have a saying, left pocket, right pocket.
Let's move to the last question on the emergency nine, which is the one, and you've already talked to us really about this, the one golf course I think you wish everyone knew about.
Yeah, that's Ardglass in Northern Ireland. It is, as I said, just spectacular. The views are phenomenal. The clubhouse, we were very fortunate. Carol and I had our caddies were both members. And so they took us up into the members' lounge afterwards and took us through where they're renovating the castle. They're taking where plaster was applied off the walls and going back to the original coat of arms that were etched in the stone. And we got to participate in a birthday party, and just, you know, the Irish people just welcome you with open arms. And you'll truly, truly love the golf course and the people that are there.
And we appreciate both you and Carol sharing your thoughts with us and your emergency nine. And as I said, we'll get Carol on for an emergency nine sometime. I look forward to seeing you soon, to playing with you. I know Darren wishes he kind of lived here, so he'd have that chance too, right, Darren?
Oh, I definitely do. Many times I wish I lived in Myrtle Beach instead of Bakersfield, Mitch.
Yeah, I'm sure that's true. I actually wish you lived here too. I didn't want to tell you that, but since you brought it up, I'll say it.
However, when I move to the coast of Oregon, I will no longer wish I lived in Myrtle Beach instead of where I live.
No, then you'll have part of me that wishes I lived on the coast of Oregon.
That's
so
right.
We'll be even. All right. All right. Thanks again to Michael and Carol Beard, and for all their passion for the game. They spread the joy of it wherever they go. And thanks to Michael again for his assistance with my mom. I'm glad we talk about golf and kind of have a connection through golf. And it's been great to get to know that part of it. So thanks to both of them for sharing all that with us. Darren, thanks to you. We'll obviously talk to you soon. I know you want to thank our listeners for sure.
We always want to thank the listeners. We could never do this without them. Hit us up on Twitter, talk to us, tell us stories, give us input, do whatever you want. Swear at us. It doesn't matter. I'm at Getaways Golf. Mitch is at Mitch Lawrence. You can use hashtag Talking Golf Getaways, hashtag Emergency 9, hashtag 2 Haggis Bags. You can make up your own hashtag. You can call us pretty much anything you want. And if you're enjoying Talking Golf Getaways, and we hope you are, please don't hesitate to share us on your social media, rate us on iTunes, which is ever so crucial, and help us spread the word about the best in golf travel.
We are eminently shareable, is how I like to put it, Darren. Thanks again for some great stuff. Thanks to all of you for listening. Tom Petty, we love you, man. Michael and Carol Beard have lived their dream in so many ways. Darren and I try to do it all the time. We hope you're doing it too. Keep running down that dream. Take it away, Tom Petty. So long.